Good evening. Welcome to Politically Incorrect with host Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Pallets Full of Ballots, Election Facts. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump through the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online, or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We say a prayer to our Heavenly Father tonight. A prayer that this nation will return to normalcy. Prayer that your glorious hand will shine over those ignorant of others, uncaring about others. The evil ones in our society who are destroying everything we are, everything we were. Smite their anger, dear Lord. Bring them to light. And show your glory to all humanity. We pray this in your heavenly, gracious name. Amen. And throw out a call to patrons Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, Catherine, and Rudy, our regulars, and everybody that shows up on a weekly basis to this podcast to make this podcast happen. Be sure to tell your friends about us. Let it be known that we are here. Send them our way. Suggestions for topics are always welcome. Tonight, it's a very important topic. Tonight's going to be one of the most important topics because you're going to learn something that I've spent a lot of time learning. Now, when I went and did the research for my book, Darkwater Game Over, it was a very dangerous proposition going against some of the people that were involved and finding out what was actually going on. But I've been doing a lot of digging into election fraud and the cases of elections and that sort of thing. Hi, Joanne. And you're going to learn a lot tonight that you probably didn't know before. And it's going to be some food for thought. I'm going to open up first of all. Hey, how about that Virginia governor race? Whoa, wait. This is important because this is part of our topic tonight. See, this is part of a very important part of the topic. Those things that are unexpected in the most unexpected places. You know, there's a lot of evil in this country. And it's good to see that we're starting to win in some cases. Now we've got to fight this mandate. For those, you know, CDC came out with this mandate. Oh, I have to laugh. I was gonna open up, instead of using my harmonica opening, I was going to open up with this song, Pallets Full of Ballots. But I figured with what I'm going to talk about tonight anyway, last thing I need is a copyright infringement, but you know what I'm talking about. It's absolutely one of the best songs created during the 2020 campaign. Hence the title of the podcast tonight. The CDC is mandating everyone be vaccinated by January the 4th, where it'd be serious fines and who knows what. Now, what Biden has done is he's taken the people, which is the CDC, which is a non-governmental entity, and forced them to come down upon the citizens. And now worse than that, there's this complete cohort of people in the world, and let's talk about the United States for now. There's this total cohort of people who are evil. They are the enforcers of the vaccine and the mandate. They're the people that will shame you, that will tell you, and you can see this. Oh, I get so frustrated when these tweets come in. I don't want them. I don't like them, but you know, you've got to see the evil. You can't just block it out. Twitter won't let you block it out, neither will Instagram or Facebook. It's pure evil that people will go after one another and call them bad people, make them feel belittled, bully them because they refuse to get the vaccine, and make them sound stupid, like we're supposed to believe the CDC, and we can't do our own homework. You know, some of the stupidest people in this entire universe have PhDs and doctorates. And I'm sorry, if you're a smart person, you can teach yourself exactly what they know by doing some book learning and some research. Now, I'm not talking about the morons that go out and just read tweets from, you know, popular conservatives or others. But real people that have knowledge and can educate you. You can learn from these things. You can learn from websites. You can learn from the CDC's websites, from the American Medical Association website. And you'll learn that what they're saying is not what is fact and what not what is science. Now, how did this whole story come about tonight? What was it? What brought about this topic? What brought about this topic was the elections on Tuesday night when I was running for Berwick Borough Council. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute, but that's what created the topic for tonight. Let's digress a bit. Let's drop back to 2020. Prior to the elections, you know, I have the ability to foretell the future, so to speak, and it's not some evil, you know, thing or some, you know, or it's neither a gift from God, even though I do believe in those. But you can foretell the future very easily by using your brain, getting some knowledge, getting a little knowledge on a lot of topics, and monitoring the situation, monitor what's going on. By talking to a handful of people from different states and different areas and different countries, you can pretty much foretell the future without having any weird ghostly powers. My problem is I do it too well. And back in November, you'll remember even on this podcast, I was saying that Donald Trump won't win. And he won't win not because the election was fraud, but because so many people hate the man for whatever reason. It's just this evil group of people that just hate other people. They hate people that think. They hate people that reason. They hate good people. And I won't use the word, but in one European country, the 1930s and 40s, the evil you see that we saw back then is the same evil we're seeing in this country today. With the police being the people themselves, just like it was back then. And these evil people cannot be turned very easily. And I'm going to tell you why there was no election fraud in 2020. Why the mail-in ballots stink. They're horrible, but there's very little fraud. I'm not one to come to this conclusion lightly. I've come to this conclusion after doing serious research, talking to people on the inside, talking to people who believe there is election fraud. I'm going to tell you right now, election fraud 2020 was probably about 10%, which is higher than normal. But not enough to turn the election. You're already probably tuning me out. Don't tune me out just yet, folks. Don't tune me out just yet. Because I'm going to tell you why it's good for us, too. And why the amount of research I've done, I'm going to put this together for a future show. Because you'll be amazed to learn two things. One, just how many people hate us. You, me, the people, everybody but the evil ones. And how many people actually hate Donald Trump. And hate the Republican Party, and hate everything the good about the Constitution, the United States of America, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and also how that's changing. Case in point, the Virginia governor race.
Tuesday night.
Now, I campaigned very hard for my position. It's a lot of work and a lot of effort to campaign for a political office, even at a local level. It's a lot of the good old boys club. I guess a good old people's club, I've got to say now. And I'm at the polls, and I'm handing out my cards and shaking hands and kissing babies. And it is a very positive night. Everybody loves me. They love my the people that are running along with me, the people that are, there's a few people that were running on the write-in campaign. One of them actually won. But in my town, see, there's a cohort of people who hate me. They truly hate me. They hate, you know why they hate me? The people, these cohort of people hate me because I stood up to the law. I stood up to the law in a case, my own personal case, and because I happened to be on council at the time, and I was fighting our own borough council and our borough laws, and even though I was right, they despise me. They despise me for not following the path. They despise me for, quote, costing the borough money, threatening to cost the borough money, going up against those set in their ways in the borough. And yet there's a lot of people that love me for doing that. When I was on television, in over an 8-minute segment on nightly news, top story of the night, started getting calls from all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. People asking, hey, how do you do this? How do you fight this? What are the laws? I'm not an attorney. I taught myself those laws. And this group of people will probably hate me till the ends of the earth. I've never been able to single them out. I've never been able to sort out how many people in the borough actually hate me. Now, we've got 10,000 people in the borough. On Tuesday night, 3,600 voted. 3,300 voted at the polls. 600 voted, or 3,000 roughly voted at the polls. 600 voted by mail. No one tells you the rules in the game. But on election night, on Tuesday night, we went around from poll to poll and took down the numbers, like we always do. We've got four precincts. I wanted every one of them by a landslide, just like Donald Trump. By a landslide. Even in the first precinct, which is the most difficult for me, I always lose first precinct. The mayor came to me, he says, you know, I think you got this one won. I go, don't hold a candle to that. I said, there's probably mail-in ballots yet. And every single one of those mail-in ballots is probably one of those idiots, because those idiots, those fools, those losers who hate our nation, hate our municipalities, and who hate me personally, every single one of them votes by mail. And they're the only ones that vote by mail. Don't you know it? Midnight comes along and comes the drop of mail-in ballots out of nowhere. I went from being ahead by 54 votes out of 3,600 to losing by about 150 votes. You know, I felt like Donald Trump that night. I started thinking, this thing's rigged. I said, you know, this is a municipal vote. They're not rigging these little baby ballots. Nobody wastes the time with a borough of Berwick. This is reality, folks. This is how it works. Pallets of ballots coming in at midnight. In the case of the presidential election, it was later than that because there were more of them. And that's why I'm telling you right now that in 2020, Donald Trump legitimately lost the election. He lost the election by a group of seriously, sincerely hateful human beings that are being pushed to the brink by Satan himself. Some of the most evil people humanity has ever seen, including in the 1930s and 40s. Now, why is this good? What does this foretell of the future elections? Now we're going to fall back again. We're going to drop back to the Virginia election. In Virginia election, Republican came out right ahead and he said, I'm getting not going to have critical race theory. You know, I'm going to be for the people. He went with everything that Donald Trump would. Now, he didn't use Donald Trump's name. He didn't have to. But what he said in Virginia should have lost him the election. But folks, people are getting fed up. Look at New York. Look at the firefighters and the municipal workers in New York. Look at the retail association. Just put out a post that they're going to go after and file legal action against the government and against the CDC for the vaccine mandates. Look at the unions getting fed up because of the mandates. Folks, what happened in 2020 was one of the best things that happened to the United States of America and New Jersey. We'll talk about New Jersey next week, Joanne. Not sure of that one yet. But look at these people that are standing up and saying enough is enough. Look at Virginia. We won Virginia. Do you know what that means? That means there's a darn good chance in 2022 that we'll actually take the House back and keep the Senate. I think people will be sufficiently fed up to go after these idiot morons. And the ranks of those idiot morons will reduce as these idiot morons realize that their jobs are lost because of these insane laws and mandates being put in place. So I think it's a good thing, but I do think in reality, Donald Trump lost the election. I'm willing to admit that we have a good system. If we have a good system, I don't like mail-in ballots, but I don't think they're going away. I don't like ballots coming in 3 days after the election. I think every ballot should be counted on election day before close of the polls. But I think we can win. You know, I would felt really bad until I saw my own personal election go to hell on Tuesday night. And it went to hell in the same way that Donald Trump's campaign went to hell in 2020. And I can count the number of people that voted by mail, and it's about the number of people I would have expected that hated me. Now, if we can turn that hate into love, if we can turn that hate into something positive, we can win. We can win in 2022. We can win back in 2024. We need to keep pressing on. We need to keep telling people this is wrong. We need to sit back and watch this power of God sweeps over this nation and the world. Because I think that if we have a system, if we can monitor that system closely, and I will make one comment, you know, there was one of my listeners here saying that, you know, Trump was winning and numbers started to go down. And that's all because the mail-in Democrat ballots came in there. And no doubt, I'm not saying there wasn't any fraud. There was more fraud in 2020, I'm sure, than there was in other elections. But there still was a lot of hatred for Trump. And you can see that. Post some tweets, post some things on Instagram. Say, you know, post a picture of Donald Trump on Instagram and say, you know, please come back. Don't post it to any conservative groups. And watch yourself get stomped on and kicked in the face. But I think it's good. You know, I think we can win. I don't think, you know, one of the things they did in Virginia that we need to do more in more states is to monitor. They had thousands and thousands of off-duty cops poll watchers and other things, and attorneys on call. But I think there's a chance. I was very frustrated at first because of the results and the knowing that if the election is completely fraudulent, that we don't stand a chance in hell. And I don't like the way it's going. I honestly don't like a lot of things. Now you're seeing that the Democrats are getting worried. They're seeing what's happening. They're trying to push this infrastructure bill in because they know they won't get it if they don't have a majority. They know they won't get it. I'm doing a lot of praying. You know, I have a firm belief that we can change things through prayer. Get where I read it was someone was saying, I think it was one of the Buddhist monks. There was someone, one of the Buddhist monks wrote a piece and said that a good incantation repeated over and over again can win over anything. And I think if we all, you know, we as individuals are not going to change the world. But there's one individual, maybe a couple of them, in the White House right now that can change the world. They can change the world because they're so evil and they're screwing us so bad. We're going to hurt. It's going to be a lot of hurting before it gets better. People are going to start seeing through this. When his infrastructure bill goes through, God forbid. And suddenly that Biden supporting liberal goes to the gas pump and realizes that gas is $6 or $7 a gallon because of the increase in taxes. When they realize that a sirloin steak is $50 because the truckers have to ship those heavy things. Yeah, we're going to hurt, but God's going to come back. He's going to be smiling. So's Trump. Trump's going to be smiling. Donald Trump will be smiling from ear to ear. Because all it takes is to show your hand. And these evil, miserable human beings are showing their hand. Yeah, I love Trump too. You know, I was concerned, and I know there's someone on the podcast tonight who know that I've been kind of disappointed in saying that I don't know what Trump should do. But I think that, you know, 2022 is, like I keep saying, is going to be the thing that turns the picture in what to make Donald Trump decide he's going to run or not. But whatever it is, I think he's going to be the cheerleader for this whole thing. He's just sitting back waiting for the whole thing to collapse. Just like he said, if you recall, he said that this is just the beginning. This is not the end. And he knew that. He knew that when this happened, that this fraudulent government, this puppet, with the Rothschilds and the World Bank, this puppet of Satan, that's those snakes are going to show their color. He knew, and yes, he knew that they were after us. The problem is that by coming after us, not only is he hurting the conservatives, the Christians, constitutional believers, but he's hurting his own evil cohort. The ones who could get him elected out of stupidity, the same ones that voted against me in the Tuesday. I'm not being cocky here. I'm just telling you that it's wrong to vote somebody out, whether it's Donald Trump or Andrew Schechter, just because you don't like something they did, particularly when what they did was helping people. You know, everybody deserves a second chance. Now, even the Republican Party deserves a second chance. Trump came in and they... But the Republican Party cede it to Donald Trump. They're like, wow, okay, we'll go with it. They're not the best. They're not the greatest. But when they finally, when things settled in, they supported him. You know, all things shall pass. Always been said, all things shall pass. If you wait long enough, if you survive the storm, the storm picks your house up and throws it across the river, takes all your belongings, lands you in the hospital, takes all your money. If the storm washes you downstream on a raft, eventually that storm's going to end. Even the ark found land eventually. We have to realize we are part of a path. And that we don't control that path. We have very little control over that path as individuals. But the overall picture, the overall storm that brews and comes in will eventually dissipate. We need to sit quietly in the hands of God. Say our prayers to heaven for what we do have. And let the storm pass. But I've got a much better feeling. And I don't know if it's changed anyone's beliefs. I know there are issues with elections. But after seeing what I saw, those midnight and 4 a.m. ballots, that's going to be the norm from now on. And those ballots that come in after midnight, they're coming right from the hand of Satan. Yeah, you're commenting. See Biden falling asleep. Biden's fallen asleep many times. I've seen him wearing a mask. It's not really Biden. But anyway, I'm not even sure. There's something about Biden took a crap when he was with the Pope. I haven't heard that to find out if it's real or not, but I wouldn't doubt that either. Course, you couldn't tell if he's taking a crap or he is, just is the crap. That's kind of hard to tell with Biden. He just reeks of that all the time anyway. Comes out of his mouth. Anyway, hopefully I've given you some encouragement. And if you hear of anything more on any of these topics, please let me know. Always looking for more information. And hey, if anybody knows a good roofer, let me know. You know, I'm finding out with a leak in the roof, I'm finding out that contractors are hard to come by these days because supplies are hard to get. The weather is terrible. And it's just, thank you, Marilyn. And it's just, it's evil times to be in right now. So yeah, it's a, we gotta ride the storm out, literally. Anyway, thank you all. God bless every one of you. Again, we have half-hour shows for the time being. And it's probably just enough time to cover the topics for the most part and not send anyone to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. If the topics get too short, we'll try and find a way to extend them. But for now, we've got half hours every week. Thank you again, Joanne. Good night, everyone. And we'll see you this same time, same place, next week, 10 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everyone.